Just first of all, just like to give credit to Georgia. I thought they really outplayed us there in the second half. You know, when you look at the game, of course you will learn a lot when we watch the tape. You know, you can't turn the ball over three times against anybody and expect to win. We turned the ball three times in the second half. Once for a defensive score, two times, or I don't even think they made a first down and kicked field goals. So there's 13 points there that really changed the game. You know, made a lot of mistakes on the defensive side, especially on third down. You know, it's and that's on me. Ain't on nobody else. It's on me. So, you know, I learned a long time ago that you got to be able to do what your players can do, and if they can't do it, you gotta do a better job coaching them up, and I've got to do a better job doing that. Offensively, created a couple of explosive plays in the first half, but in the second half, didn't control the line of scrimmage, played behind the sticks. Got to be more explosive. Got to be able to run the ball, and we didn't really create any plays in special teams. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Coach, you guys have used 8 timeouts on defense the last 2 weeks in each game. What do you kind of attribute some of that?
Well, there was a couple of times we didn't have the right personnel on the field. We had a few guys that got hurt. Sometimes you want to look and see what the other team's doing if it's a critical part of the game. You know, I felt like there was 2 times tonight that we used timeouts when maybe we didn't want to, but we probably thought it was the best thing to do.
Jeremy, I know you talked about the turnovers in the second half. Did Georgia do anything coming out of the gate there in the second half that was a little bit different that gave you guys trouble?
Talking about on the offensive side?
I'm sorry, on the defensive side, what they did.
They got pressure on the quarterback. I don't know exactly what pressures they ran, but a couple of times we had people blocking them and they beat us in one-on-ones, you know. We threw a pick, which was an ill-advised throw. You just can't do stuff like that. I mean, it's pretty simple. We turned the ball over 3 times and didn't get any turnovers the second half. It's a difference in the ball game.
And as a quick follow, is that as deep of a defense as you've seen? I know you had you were a part of a lot of deep defenses at Alabama, but when you look at Georgia's defense, is that one of the deepest ones you can remember? Because it seems like they play a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I hadn't studied them that much. They got good players and do a good job coaching them up.
Jeremy, what do you think has to happen for Tennessee to close the gap to where Georgia is right now?
Don't turn the ball over 3 times in one half. It's pretty simple, guys. It ain't about timeouts. It ain't about it's about turning the ball over 3 times in the second half. It's about not being able to run the football. It's about getting off the field on third down. It's everything that I said in my opening statement. So, you know, those things we got to fix, and we'll work hard to do that.
Jeremy, did you feel like you would be able to run the ball more successfully than you did against Georgia because you weren't able to mount much of a run game?
Yeah, you know, we didn't run the ball very well at all. Didn't seem to get in rhythm offensively. We created a couple of big throws there. To win in this league, you have to be able to run the ball, and we didn't run the ball tonight. And it's tough to win that way when you become one-dimensional.
And also the goal line stand at the end of the half, did you feel pretty good about where your team was, maybe having momentum going in at halftime?
I didn't feel like we played real sharp defensively, just made a lot of mistakes, especially on third down, let the quarterback out of the pocket. You know, give them they got 2 first downs on penalties. You know, one I think was a 3rd and 14 that they – end up getting a first down on. So, we're sitting there with a lead at halftime. You got to go play the second half. And we had an opportunity to do that. We turned the ball over twice there. And I thought the defense really done a nice job holding them to field goals. But we never could sustain anything offensively in the second half.
Coach, for the struggles on in the offensive line, was that, you know, was there anything you saw in particular? Was it one particular side? Or was it just kind of everybody, in your opinion? And then two, the turnovers, the fumbles specifically in the second half, do you attribute those more to Jarrett or the O-line?
You know, I'd have to watch the game to see. Y'all probably got a better idea of it than me, you know, because you get to watch replays and all that. I know that we lost a guy on an edge one time, and he knocked the ball out of our hands from the blind side. We made an ill-advised throw on an interception. So we didn't do a very good job protecting, but when you're not able to run the football, that's what happens.
Jeremy, when you look at the second half, why do you feel like you guys weren't able to sustain anything offensively?
Well, I think if you look at the first half, we didn't sustain a whole lot there either. I think we just created some explosive plays. You know, we got to do a better job coaching our guys up so they can execute at a higher level.
Yeah, Jeremy, the offensive line was hit with a few penalties today. Was there anything in particular going on there? And is there anything that came from Georgia that contributed to that?
You know, it's unusual for the center to snap the ball. You know, the center to get, I guess, an illegal procedure. So I don't know if they were saying the snap count. I don't know if they were just making move calls. But, I mean, there's no reason for that. We've got to do a better job. But I don't know how many penalties we had. We had a lot. A lot of them were unforced, which were uncharacteristic for us. So you can't put yourself behind the sticks from penalties and expect to move the ball against a good defense.
Yeah, Jeremy, as poorly as that third quarter was going, your defense still keeping you in the game, forcing field goals. Was there any talk at that point about still trying to stick with the run, establish it more, even though it hadn't been going well at that point?
Yeah, our whole thing is to be aggressive, run the football, throw the football. You know, we didn't win first down. And, you know, second down, just felt like we just played slow to me offensively. Got to do a much better job.
Pruitt, what did you fundamentally learn from your team today, especially the adversity they have, especially in the second half where they couldn't score?
You know, I really think a lot of our guys, or most of our guys, played with really good effort. I don't think we executed at a very high level all the time. And then I think there's probably some guys on our team that didn't play good at all. I don't think there's many of them, but I do think there's a couple of them. And, you know, you need to play games like this to figure out, you know, kind of who we are, you know. So, obviously, we got to go back in there. And if we're playing with really good effort, we got to execute at a higher level. And I saw a lot of that. You know, I think our guys played hard. I just don't think we played smart all the time.
Jeremy, in the fourth quarter, was there any consideration to make a change at quarterback?
No, I mean, I don't really know where that would have helped. You know, it starts with protection. That's the first thing, and getting guys open. If you can't run the football, you got a tough day's work. You know, we're sitting there down 16, you know, with a chance there possibly to score and get a two-point conversion. But we didn't get it done.
Jeremy, any consideration to try to, and I know it was difficult, try to spread the football out a little bit more to different receivers and take some more shots downfield besides to Palmer?
Guys, we call the plays, and lots of times the coverage dictates where the ball goes. We obviously would have specialty plays, but we've got to create some more explosive plays. I saw Brandon Johnson make a nice play or two. Princeton Fant made a nice play out there. So we've got good weapons. We got to do a better job running the football. Got to get the ball out of our hand. Got to be more explosive on offense.
Coach, you told us the other day you're going to have a scrimmage on Sunday for those young guys that aren't able to make the trip and stuff. Is that still the plan? And how important is it to kind of just wash this storm into tomorrow and get those guys some good work?
Yeah, I mean, We've really planned this out to give these guys an opportunity. You know, there's a lot of guys on our team that hadn't even scrimmaged this year. So they may not be playing right now. And a lot of the reason they're not playing is because they hadn't had an opportunity to kind of show us what they can do. You know, and it's not their fault. It's just the circumstances that we had. So we're going to try to give these guys an opportunity tomorrow night to kind of get them along. So, because we have a lot of guys that are talented, they just aren't getting to play right now. And a lot of it's because really the unknowns based off the circumstances.